Thank you for calling XPL. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
How you doing, Sonia? My name is Rex. I'm a Geek Squad agent with Appliance Services.
Hi.
I got a customer on the line that is calling in. She had a delivery was supposed to come out yesterday, and it never came out. I see notes stating that there was not room on the truck. It said capacity issues, and she needed to reschedule. Well, she called in a day to reschedule, and the soonest date I can get is the 25th. I'm going to give you this FMS number, and what I'm calling in for is to see if maybe you can talk to a manager and see about getting something approved sooner. I mean, since she shouldn't have to wait until the 25th because there was a capacity issue on the truck yesterday. So the FMS number is 686-77-130.
And could you please verify that name and address for me?
Shannon Allison, 2688 South Pagosa Street, Aurora, Colorado, 813 for the zip.
All right, I have a Best Buy installation here, and it's for Waterline. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's for delivery of a product.
What?
It's for that GE bottom mount freeze refrigerator with a 6-foot Waterline kit and the Holloway and the install.
Yes, Waterline. Okay, well, refrigerator, I'm sorry. All right, and this order is actually in a canceled status. So has
it shouldn't be. It's showing me scheduling FMS.
Okay,
And OMA is showing it needs to be scheduled.
All right, the order number that you provided, this is a canceled install order.
Right, because they couldn't get out yesterday.
Okay, well, I can't reschedule an order that's canceled. It doesn't have in the service detail, it doesn't allow me to go in to pick a scheduled date.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, well, it's not showing scheduled canceled on my end.
Yeah, I'm going to try searching.
I mean, Jason put it in the notes. I don't know if you know who Jason is, but he put in FMS notes.
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with Jason. All right, I'm going to see if it gives me an active order by phone number or by his phone number.
I'm going to touch base with my customer. I'll be right back, Sonia. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Oh, sure. Take your time. I'll be here.
Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm back, Miss Sonia.
Okay. I'm still just waiting on it to load here.
No worries. Take your time.
And I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two when we're generating by the phone numbers.
You're fine. No worries. See, it's got here, it says order rescheduled due to capacity issues per Jason at XPO. And it's got 640-4575. Are you familiar with them numbers?
No.
It says left at dock 79. DDC 79.
Okay, that would be like delivery. I just, well, usually with the Best Buy orders, the techs usually go to the store or the warehouse, pick the unit up, and then go and install it. In some cases, I can generate the delivery orders, and in some cases, I can't. So.
Well, let's hope you can. I mean, this customer is kind of a. She was expecting it out yesterday. The only reason she purchased it through us is because the delivery date on the refrigerator went out, of course, you know, a week ago, and they're needing one.
Okay. Yes. Her phone number is not generating a new install order. It still gives me the install that was canceled, that was scheduled on for yesterday, 3 to 5.
So what do I got to do?
How long does it take? If you resubmit it over now, we could have it scheduled.
All I can do is submit it. So let's see. How long does it take for it to get from me to you, per se?
To actually come complete over in the system, about maybe 10, 15 minutes top.
All right. So, well, what I can do is I can send it out for the 25th because that's the first available date it's showing. Okay, the customer needs it way before then. Can you call the customer once you get that order?
Actually, once you submit the order over, the customer will be contacted to contact us to schedule. So we could actually take care of it at that time. I won't know when you send it over or just like this. Yeah, I won't know.
Okay. All right, so I'll just tell them they'll be getting notice to reschedule within 24 hours. I just thought maybe I've called in and I've had agents like you put a lookout for that order and schedule it out and follow up with the customer, but I didn't know if you could do that or not. So.
I mean, yes, I can. I could. I mean, it's just... I have to just make note of it, but I don't, like, if you send the order over, the only thing I could do is just constantly check back by the customer's phone number, because that's how we generate the orders, because I won't know what the new order number is.
It'll be the same order number. I'm just rescheduling it.
I'm saying as far as the order being generated in the system on my end.
Oh, okay.
I searched by phone numbers.
Okay. So what do I need to tell the customer? That XBO will be calling them to reschedule this?
Yes, and let them know that you're sending the order over, the install order back over to us.
Okay. I'll let them know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XBO, and have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.